Hello, and welcome to Business Talk. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And I'd like to introduce the host of this week's episode. He's the editor of Business West. Here's Joe Bednar.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Business Talk. We have a great show for you today. Our guest is Emma DeVillier. She's the owner of DeVillier Designs. Very happy to have you here on Business Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's dive right into it. You're an event planner. Your website describes DeVillier Designs as a luxury New England wedding and events planner. So tell me a little bit about your company and how it got started.
Yeah, so obviously my name is Emma DeVillier. I was born and raised in Springfield, Massachusetts, owner and founder. So with, like you said, luxury event planner falls under many different hats. I wear many different hats within my company. So I do baby showers, bridal showers, corporate events, weddings, you name it, anyone's looking for a party, I'm there to help assist. So my company specializes in creating memorable experiences. Doesn't really matter how big or small the event. My number one goal is to make sure that my clients are creating those memories, feeling that all their needs are being taken care of, and that at the end of the day, every guest involved is going to enjoy their time and look back on it and say, like, wow, that was amazing. That's kind of always been my goal, just to do things the right way the first time. So that's kind of the mantra I live under and make sure that my clients are always feeling that way.
When did the company get started?
The company got started when I was 19. I'm currently 25. So there's a kind of a long story, kind of how it got to where it is today. Super grateful for the process. I started it when I was 19, then COVID hit. So like everything else, kind of took a back burner for a bit. And now it's flourished into a very, very busy and successful season and company, but couldn't be more grateful for that.
When you started, did it have a narrower focus, or have you kind of evolved your services over time for different types of events?
I did. So my first event actually was with a baby shower. So kind of how it started, kind of going all off of that. So I grew up working since I was 14 at a country club. So I was always very much involved in the hospitality industry. Absolutely loved it. I started off as a busser. Then I moved on to the beer cart girl. Then I moved on to a waitress. So I was always just learning like the steps of hospitality, kind of like treating people how they should be treated. The service industry in itself is a tough industry. So I always loved it. Grew up in a family with my mom doing all of our birthday parties from home and setting them all up. And I always, you know, added my 2 cents. And I was like, no, we're going to set up this way. Grew up going to my grandma's house and seeing her set up the tables. They looked like they were coming from the Home and Garden magazine. So setting up was always super important to me. And then as I evolved and started doing more banquets and weddings at the country club that I worked at, I was always trying to add my 2 cents and my touches. And the members there started recognizing kind of my talents. I never thought that I was that good, but they actually were. One day a member asked me to plan her daughter's baby shower. And so I was like, oh God, like, I don't know if I can do this. I look back on it now and I'm like, oh God, why did I do things the way I did? But that kind of flourished into opening my own company.
So what goes into putting on an event? I mean, walk me through the steps from when you first meet a client.
Yeah, so I first meet a client. We usually set up either a Zoom or an in-person meeting. Obviously, we discuss budget, venue, what type of event it is. And if they don't have like a theme or specific ideas in mind or don't even know like what goes into planning an event, I'll walk them through all of those steps. People think an event is pretty simple to put together, but it's not. Obviously, there's many, many factors that come into play. So I'll help them through picking out all of those factors, and then I'll create a custom vision board with them just to pull everything together. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost too much for my clients because I love to be so involved with them, but I want them to always feel that like I'm going to hold their hand through the entire process and they're never going to be alone.
Are there events where the client comes in kind of with a really strong vision, or are there some that you, as you mentioned, kind of bring your own ideas into, or is it a mix?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely a mix. Some come to me and they're just like, listen, I want a baby shower. You figure out a theme and you run with it. Those are really, really fun because I get to use my creative ideas. But then I obviously love the clients that have a strong vision because we can collaborate and work together to make it an even better vision than they thought. So I think that it's kind of the best of both worlds. I love both parts of it, but at the end of the day, I'm always going to put my creative spin on it to make it better than they could have thought.
Are there types of events that you particularly enjoy?
You know, that's actually, I get asked that question a lot. And each category of my company, I love it. I definitely like the bigger, the better. So I think like weddings are always, that's my forte. That's my bread and butter. The more work for me, the better. I'm a go, go, go kind of girl. I'm not afraid of any challenge. But especially this past year, I would say probably over the last 2 years, I've worked with a lot of different corporate companies who have really wanted to get their company to the next level, which has been super great because that puts me into a whole different ball game and challenges me in a whole different way than just, your typical wedding aesthetic.
Now you've had some pretty big clients, I think. Can you tell me about some memorable clients or events that you're particularly proud of?
Yes, absolutely. So a few years ago, I actually planned the Howdy Awards. That was the 25th anniversary. If you don't know what the Howdy Awards, it recognizes the top people in the hospitality industry. So that was held at the MassMutual Center, and that was a huge opportunity for me because not only am I in the hospitality industry, but I'm also recognizing all of the top people in the hospitality industry. So I worked with all of the people at the Explore Western Mass in Springfield, and I worked with them to create the theme and then execute the whole event. So since it was the 25th anniversary, they kind of gave me a little bit of leniency with kind of running with my own ideas. So we did a great Gatsby theme, which was so much fun. A lot of work, but looking back, that was probably one of my favorite events just because it was a whole different kind of event for me to plan.
Are there others that come to mind?
Yeah, so Naples Realty, they are a very large real estate company in the area now. So I've been with them for, I would say probably 6 years now. So we're going on this year. They plan a corporate event every single year. It's gotten bigger and bigger every year. So they call it their Naples Summit. And that recognizes not only their successes, but other realtors in the area and just brings everyone together. They are one of my favorite companies to work with just because they not only are like-minded individuals like myself, where they want to work hard and they want to grow, but they're also always trying to do better, which I think is so important. They know that they're good, but they know that they are always better. So that event's always so much fun to plan. And then I'm also now also working with MGM Springfield. So I do all of their events.
Wow.
I've been very lucky to work with them for over a year now. And we plan all of their events with my team. So we do like all of their noir events, which is like their highest rollers. So it's another cool event that we're always a part of.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West. We're talking today with Emma DeVillier, the owner of DeVillier Designs. You mentioned earlier starting the year, before, I guess a year or two before COVID. I mean, we're kind of marking 5 years from COVID right now, and we've been talking to businesses for our next issue about their experiences back then and how they got through it. But kind of specifically, what was that like? Was it really concerning the way that everything just shut down?
It honestly wasn't concerning for me just because, so I'm the youngest of five kids in my family. They were all in the medical fields, and I was actually in school to be a nurse. And event planning was always just like my side thing. I never really thought I was good about good, too good, and good enough to be involved in the event planning world. So like the more and more that I did events, I was like, I don't know. I don't think I'm good enough. So I never really gave it much thought. And then when COVID hit, I was doing a little bit more events just for like families and friends and members of the country club, just saying like, hey, can you just help me with this? So it never really scared me because I didn't take myself too seriously. And then the more after COVID, the more I got involved, I was like, okay, I'm going to take a break from school and follow my passion just because I loved being in the hospitality industry, and that's when I really evolved.
It's an interesting story. It's a
Yeah.
more positive story than some people can
Absolutely.
tell it oftentimes. What goes into making a great event that people might not think about?
I think it's all within the details. I am a perfectionist at heart, so I think with the little details, people always realize the most. I've kind of noticed that just in kind of every aspect of life, taking the extra step goes the longest way. And I think that's kind of where I've become so successful, because obviously an event, you have the theme and that's great, but you have to master and bring in every component of the event to make it make sense. So like, for example, like my dessert tables are my favorite thing to set up at an event. And those are colored, they're themed to the overall aesthetic. You know, my cocktail napkins match the aesthetic. I think it's the little details that people are like, wow, like I never would have thought to do that, but it makes everything make more sense.
Turning that question around, what are some of the biggest challenges of staging a great event, or are there certain pitfalls to avoid?
Yeah, so I think my biggest challenge right now, kind of going back to being a perfectionist, is just solely letting people do the work. I'm very lucky that right now I'm getting double and triple booked on some days.
Wow.
And kind of having to take a step back and trust my team has probably been my biggest challenge, just because I'm a control freak and I want to be with my clients at every location. And obviously I'm solely in Springfield, but now I've become very big in the Boston, Newport, Cape Cod area.
Wow.
So some days I have events where, you know, one's in Boston and one's in Springfield, and I can't spread myself too thin. So I have to trust my team back home and be like, listen, you have to handle this. I'm just a phone call away. But I think that's probably my biggest challenge, just because I have a hard time letting go.
I totally understand that. I think I'm like that a little bit too.
Yeah.
In my work. Now you mentioned, you know, your bookings sound very healthy. You've got a good footprint. But that said, is this a competitive industry in this region?
It is. It is. I admire so many people in this industry. Since I was a little girl, I would go on demand and watch Martha Stewart, and I would go watch all of the like wedding shows. So like, I've always been super into it, and I've just admired people who do my work. There's so many talented people that I think, like, I look up to, and I like study their work, and I'm like, okay, how can I do better? So yes, it is very challenging, but I think in this area, I've made a name for myself, not only just through my work, but also just how I present myself. I think that you have to be a good person. At the end of the day, your clients always has to come first. So I think just having kind of those core values not only makes my company stronger, but also gives my clients the trust in me, which I think is super important in owning a company.
Speaking of clients, do you, and this may apply more to weddings than corporate, but maybe it doesn't. Do you feel like there's sometimes clients have anxiety about the way an event's going to go? They just want it to be perfect. And you kind of have to do a little hand-holding as well as the planning?
Absolutely. Yeah. All the time I have clients, you know, a minor thing can come up and, you know, it kind of triggers them a little bit, but that's my job at the end of the day to be like, listen, it's going to be okay. Like the weather, for example, I've had several close calls with clients and it's like, listen, you can't control the weather. You can't control the little things. You can only control the bigger picture. So that's kind of my job to obviously help them get through that. Deep down, you know, I'm thinking in my head like, oh God, what are we going to do? But I can never show that because I need to have my clients trusted me and hired me. So I need to be there to make sure that everything's going to go okay and go off without a hitch.
I should have asked this question before when we were talking about the competitive nature of the industry. Is it also an industry that's kind of subject to the whims of the economy, the ups and downs, or is it fairly consistent?
It can go a little 50-50. Obviously, a wedding's always going to take place. Special celebrations are always going to take place. And I thrive to always try to help clients, whether their budget be, you know, unlimited or very, very limited. I think that you can always do small things to make the overall budget work. So I'm never going to turn away a client, whether how big or small their budget is.
Kind of a broad question, and you probably answered it in some ways already, but what do you love most about the day-to-day of this work?
I think the day-to-day work that I love is just every day is different. I get to talk to so many different people, so many different vendors throughout starting my company and obviously growing within my company, I've met so many vendors along the way that have become lifelong friends to me. And then obviously, there's a new challenge every day. A different event is a different challenge for me, which I think helps me to grow and become more successful. And also, there's just life lessons that you learn. Obviously, owning a company, you learn, how to be a better person, how to talk to people. So I think overall, it's a very happy industry to be in. We're celebrating, life's most precious moments, whether it be a wedding or a company success or a new baby on the way. It's a very happy company, and happy industry to be in, which makes my life a lot better.
It probably is probably really gratifying to you to see clients' reaction when they know that they're part of a memorable event that they can reflect on really fondly.
Exactly. There's no better feeling than taking a step back right before the event's about to start, and you're just like, wow, like we did this.
So to wrap up, do you have any future plans or goals for the continued growth of the company?
So obviously, like I said, moving, we are home base in Springfield, but now moving into Boston, Cape Cod, Newport areas, I'm hoping to still continue to do that. I think that is t right now like my top priority. Obviously, moving more into the corporate world would be phenomenal too. Like I said, MGM and I are very close partners right now. So, continuing to work with them and celebrate their successes is always a top priority of mine. But overall, just I'm very lucky to have flourished into where I am now. But there's always room for growth. There's always going to be more opportunities out there. So, I think just continuing to work hard to be the best that I can be.
And that's all the time we have for today. I really appreciate hearing everything about your business. And I thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
And thanks to all of you for tuning into Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West. I'm Joe Bednar, the editor of Business West, and we'll see you next time.